The Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum is tying its 39th annual Birds in Art exhibition to an event that took place 100 years ago this week, the death of Martha, the last passenger pigeon. Director Kathy Kelsey Foley says the museum is hosting a series of programs marking the extinction event.
What really makes Birds in Art, our flagship exhibition, so special are the exhibitions that complement it, specifically Legacy Lost and Saved, which highlights the centennial of the passenger pigeons.
111 artists are displaying their avian-themed work at this year's Birds in Art. 70 of them are meeting this weekend with Stanley Temple, a UW-Madison researcher who has devoted much of the last year to the passenger pigeon extinction.
It's a very teachable moment about our relationship with other species and especially about human-caused extinctions. Artists, especially bird artists, have always played a dominant role in bird conservation.
Stanley Temple says he hopes the artists continue to push an environmental message. He says many of the Earth's species are still threatened with extinction.
It's because we're greedy, whether it's overfishing the most commercially valuable fish in the sea, whether it's poaching of elephants for their ivory. Despite the fact that we've protected many of these species, we seem to be unable to enforce that protection.
Wisconsin used to have one of the largest colonies of passenger pigeons in America. The birds would blacken the skies when they flew overhead. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.